A Texas landowner is now alone in an environmental struggle against water contamination. KPFT local news reporter Jacob Santillan is live in the studio with more.
Marlo, a Parker County resident, says he has problems with contaminated drinking water. After Steve Lipsky noticed his family's drinking water began bubbling oddly, he contacted the Environmental Protection Agency. The EPA ordered drilling company Range Resources to clean his family's well and provide them with safe water. The EPA scientific evidence indicates the contamination could be blamed on the drilling. But after Range Resources threatened not to cooperate with a national study into the drilling practice known as hydraulic fracturing, the EPA buried the report showing the gas in Lipsky's water is nearly identical to the gases the company was producing. Environment Texas Executive Director Luke Metzger says it's troubling that the EPA would back off so easily from such a clear case of groundwater contamination.
Clearly, it's a good thing that EPA is doing more research and studying of the environmental impacts of fracking, but I find it very disturbing that they would let a company completely off the hook for a documented case of contamination of people's drinking water. I fear that the EPA backed off shortly after the Obama administration announced kind of a new emphasis on developing shale gas and on fracking, and I fear that perhaps EPA officials were told to back off on these kinds of cases. That's very disappointing if that in fact is what happened. Fracking is something we need to take seriously and make sure that we're reducing the damage associated with it.
Metzger also says environmental activists and landowners who try to raise awareness of issues surrounding fracking often face a wide range of challenges from drilling and natural gas companies.
The companies routinely will spend quite a lot of money trying to discredit landowners that file complaints, and often the landowner doesn't have the resources to be able to hire the technical consultants to be able to make that case, and so often they're forced to just back off and not really be able to demonstrate that the link. In this Range Resources case, there was an activist in Benton, Sharon Wilson, who blogged routinely about this and helped get the word out about the contamination, and the company is now suing her and trying to for libel and slander for daring to challenge them. They've spent a lot of money on their own consultants to kind of come up with the evidence that they want to show, as well as kind of attorneys trying to silence critics. Landowners who lease their property for drilling are bound by kind of terms of confidentiality. If they settle with a company for over-contamination, they're usually faced with a gag order, so they're not allowed to actually go to the media and go to the public and say, yeah, this company polluted my water. So that's it makes it another reason it's difficult to identify these cases.
After the EPA pulled the enforcement order related to Lipsky's case, his family was left with no usable drinking water. Still tied up in a legal battle with Range Resources, Lipsky pays about $1,000 a month to haul water to his home. Live in the studio, Jacob Santillan, KPFT, local news.
Very interesting report, and of course very much to the heart of all of us Texans right here. Let me ask you a question. Why did the EPA get involved in this case in the first place?
Well, Marlo, normally in instances like this, state agencies oversee this kind of pollution. The EPA's involvement began because the Texas Railroad Commission, which oversees oil and natural gas drilling
permits,
they responded a little too slowly for the EPA's liking.